I'm Alex Kuch, and welcome to another podcast of I'm Adopted. Our founder and director, Alex Gilbert, is currently back in his home country, Russia, where he's on a very important mission, talking to the government and NGOs like I'm Adopted to further improve collaboration and to speed up the process of helping people to find their birth families and connecting them to their roots. And today, I will be sharing with you about the global state of international adoptions. So let's start off with a bit of historical context. When did adoption really start off? Well, adoption is historically rooted in Roman times, where slaves could be adopted by their masters and get freedom, and then it's been developed throughout the centuries. So it has had a significant context, because it basically meant that if somebody's adopted, they become part of another family, not only in a personal manner but also in a legal manner. So it meant that people have the right to inheritance and the whole thing, like somebody being part of a family. And when did international adoption become really big? Well, it firstly started off after the end of World War I, because there were so many displaced children or orphans, and then again after World War II, and because of the two world wars, organizations like UNICEF were formed and the United Nations Conventions of the Right of the Child, UNCRC, which Articles 21 to 23 set out the guidelines for international adoptions. And in the late 90s, they had the Hague Inter-Country Adoption Conventions, which basically says simply, make sure the interest of the child is kept at heart when adoption occurs, make sure the adoption is regulated well and that there's nothing dodgy happening, and that there's agreement between all the states when adoptions occurs, and that the adoption is monitored in a regular interval. So in my case, I still remember when being adopted that we had, for the first year, you know, social workers visiting us, checking on me and on my brother when he or I irrespectively were adopted. And it was just a checkup that they were doing. And when did... So that's an example. And what happened to adoptions after World War II? After World War II, adoptions, or the number of orphans, grew because there were so many displaced children. And we first need to look at a few definitions. What is actually an orphan? So UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund, they define somebody as an orphan with somebody that's lost one or both set of legal parents or legal guardians. So if you take that definition, there's approximately 50 to 120 million children globally that can be classified as orphans. And a lot of these children are in sub-Saharan Africa. And because of the global events currently, such as the crisis in Yemen and Syria, a lot of global organizations such as UNICEF or the United Nations Population Fund, they estimated there will be an increase in the number of orphans and other geopolitical events. Despite all of this happening, since about 2006-2008, there's been a rapid global decline in international adoptions occurring at a rate of 4-10% globally. And the reasons for that being is that a lot of countries, they view adoption as a negative thing. And there's two sides of the things. Some people argue they think adoption is bad, and I use the word particularly bad because that's what they use, bad because it takes children out of their own culture of birth. But then there's the other side, the people that are more critical of that, where they say is, and one of the sources that I'm using here is the Harvard Child Advocacy Program at the Harvard Law School, and also they collaborate with the Boston Law School, where they say it's also because of socio-political reasons, which in simple terms means countries are ashamed that they can't take care of their children and hence don't want them to be adopted, and have also, you know, alternative motives for not wanting to have the kids adopted. despite there being such a desperate need, especially the older children get, the less likely they're going to be adopted, and children that are impacted by disabilities are going to be less likely to be adopted, unfortunately. So it's better to adopt, you know, it's more popular, I mean, to adopt children when they're young. The typical age range is, you know, when they're born, you know, the time they're born till they're about 2 years old, give or take. And why is the reason of culture so prevalent for some people? The reason for that is that people argue that culture is defined only by the place where somebody's born in, and that they think if people don't have that will damage their identity. Even though my personal argument is, and those of experts in the field, they say that culture isn't necessarily where you're born, but it depends on your environment. And everyone would agree with me that keeping children in environments that are not healthy for them is not a good culture to grow up in. So I would rather have a child to be adopted to a new country, but then still provide them with opportunities to learn about their birth culture. For instance, myself, I try to go every year to the Romanian National Day, which is really fun, where I've, you know, took part in national Romanian dances or tried different food, and even in the past was a guest speaker at the Romanian New Zealand Embassy in Canberra, and also in New Zealand, to share about adoption. And also actually the other year I got to share on the Romanian National Day, which has been 101 years now, where Romania formed their constitution in my hometown region in Transylvania. So that was interesting. So I did a bit of research on that. So I personally really love learning about the history of my country, where I've been born in, and, you know, the events of, for instance, you know, the fall of communism in Romania in 1989. And I love learning about all that history. And I know many other people, including our founder, Alex Gilbert, that just loves to learn about the Russian culture. We even had him the other week for one of the podcasts, or for one of the photos that we used for one of his podcasts, him wearing a traditional Russian hat that got very popular with our audiences. And by the way, ladies, he is single, but not very long, so you better buy quick. But seriously, guys, just between you and me, he's actually got a special lady in Russia. And I wouldn't be surprised if any hour or any day I get a phone call saying he is proposed to his special lady, and that I have to fly to Russia for the wedding ceremony. But back on topic now, where were we? We're talking about the global set of adoption. So, as I mentioned before, there has been, unfortunately, a decline in international adoptions, but there are very unique projects out there that try to encourage international adoptions, like the Harvard Child Advocacy Program by Professor Elizabeth. I struggle to pronounce that name, so out of respect for her, I won't try to say the name. But she's done some very impressive work in conjunction with the Boston Law School, where they basically try to provide a legal argument on why international adoption should occur and why every child under international treaties has a right to a family if there can't be a domestic solution in the country where the child was born. But there are also very other unique projects out there, such as the ICAR6 conference that I attended last year, and Alex Gilbert presented there as well in Montreal in Canada, where experts gathered together to provide psychological research on, basically in simple terms, how adoptees can be basically supported, which was so eye-opening for myself. And I got to meet some very impressive people that I've only read about in books. And it was really great just catching up with them over lunch or over dinner and hearing of their great work that they're doing. And I hope that in some time to come, that there will be opportunities for us to collaborate with them, be it, you know, myself and all, but also I'm adopted, because basically they've got, some of them have got the same sorry, it's so funny. I'm seeing a bird trying to steal a spoon. Oh, sorry guys, I keep forgetting that I'm out near the beach and that the animals around. So it's, yeah, very unique location for today. And I hope that they won't steal my car keys or anything else, because otherwise I might need to hitchhike back home, which will be a very long hitch ride. So that will be, yeah. So back to it, the topic of the global set of adoption. So yeah, basically we hope in the future to we look forward to collaborating with different organizations and groups that basically have the similar mission as I'm adopted, to educate people on adoption and to provide a voice for people to share their adoption experience and help them reconnect to their identity and culture of birth and country of birth. So yeah, that's really exciting. And so yeah, just summarizing the topic of the global set of adoption, some I think highlights were that adoption can be traced back to historical times, to Roman times, and that adoption, international adoptions, increase as a result of global events such as the world wars, and that then international treaties were established, and that because of global change in global perception of adoption, since about 2008 there's been a 6 to 10%, around 6 to 10% decline in adoption, and that there's different topics and different global organization promoting adoptions, be it from a legal perspective but also from a psychological, and that we at I'm Adopted are trying to always find avenues to collaborate with like-minded organizations that basically promote adoptions or people's adoption experience, connect them to their birth country and culture. So really appreciate all of you listening, and next week you'll have Alex Gilbert back, and I can't wait to hear about all his adventures there and the great work that he's been doing. So thank you very much, and again, if you haven't checked us out yet, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and if you want to check out my work at NZAlexKuch on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening.